Brothers, we are incredibly proud to be out here today, standing in solidarity with the Arab people who are living here in Canada and throughout the Arab world. I bring greetings on behalf of the 4 million people who are represented by the Canadian Peace Alliance in those 150 organizations across the country. We stand here today to say that we are in solidarity with the people of Libya, with the people of Yemen, with the people of Bahrain, with the people of Iraq, with the people of Afghanistan and Palestine, everywhere where people are standing up against a Western-backed dictator. Yay! We stand in solidarity with you today. We also are out here, though, because we want to talk about Western hypocrisy in relation to these particular situations. Yay! We are in a situation right now where if the Canadian government is now saying that they support the people of Libya, if they really supported the people of Libya, they would have stopped a Canadian corporation called SNC-Lavalin from building new torture prisons for Gaddafi. They have a $1 billion contract with the Gaddafi government to continue to build torture prisons in that country. If they were serious about that solidarity, they would not have sent $1.6 billion worth of light armored vehicles to the Saudi government. Those are now being used to invade Bahrain and to kill people. Vehicles were built in Ontario. Those vehicles crossing the causeway right now to slaughter people there were built in this province. And we need to stand up and we need to call out that hypocrisy, because we're in a situation right now where people have many different opinions about exactly what the next step is. But what we do know is this: Western interests are not the same as the interests of the Arab people who are rising up against these dictators. Western interests in the Arab world, they want to control the oil, they want to control the region. They want to actually put down these uprisings and to be able to support the dictatorships. The people of Libya are saying, we don't want an invasion. We are here to stand up and say the same thing. We will not support ever an invasion of any of these Arab countries to be able to support Western interests, because that's exactly what the Western countries are looking for. But that's not the most important point for us to make today. The most important point for us to make in this country and around the world is that we need to show that unity and solidarity with every single person who is rising up against a tyrant, whether it's in Libya, whether it's in Bahrain, whether it's in Afghanistan or Iraq. And so we stand here united with you today. The people united will never be defeated.
The people united will never be defeated. The people